Yes.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for the people to eat with, you give everyone a
knife and fork
and
spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak
knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, to get the suds off, she
scalds them.
Or she
wrenches them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Dishcloth.
What about when you're drying them?
Drying cloth or, I guess drying cloth that you dry the dishes with. Cloth.
And the thing you bathe your face with?
Wash rag.
And you dry yourself with?
A towel.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out,
you'd use a funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with a
whip.
And to carry the clothes out, hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes
basket.
And when people raise cotton, they go out and they have to thin the cotton out. What do they say they're doing?
Thinning the cotton.
Any other expression?
Hoeing the cotton.
What about chopping or scraping cotton?
Well, chopping cotton is, I guess you'd call that when you thin it, I don't know.
What is chopping exactly?
Well, that's the thing I don't understand, why they'd call it chopping, because if you thinned it, you'd have to use a hole to thin it. And mm-hmm. I guess you'd call it, they might have somebody called it chopping it, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
You didn't use the term, though.
And we'd hoe the cotton, which would be cut the grass and stuff from it.
What different kinds of grass would there be?
What?
What different kinds of grass would there be?
Well, there's a field grass and that's called crab grass. Mm-hmm. That's the most, that's the worst. And then there's weeds, of course, mm-hmm. that you have to get out.
And something that people would make out of sugar cane.
Syrup.
Anything else?
Well, ribbon cane syrup or sorghum syrup.
Uh-huh. Any other name for syrup?
No. I don't know. I don't recall one right now.
What about
molasses?
What's the difference?
Well, molasses are thicker and darker mm-hmm. than syrup. You know, my knowledge of cane syrup would be a clear, you know,
mm-hmm.
bright syrup. And molasses are darker, and we always made molasses out of seeded ribbon cane, which was not like the blue ribbon cane, you know, blue stalks,
mm-hmm.
purple stalks, what you want to call. That's what you made syrup out of, and then made molasses out of sorghum
mm-hmm.
or seeded ribbon cane.
Do you ever hear molasses and syrup called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Mm-mm.
If you wanted to buy some molasses, what would it come in?
Well, you can buy it in buckets or you can buy it in jars.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the expression a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
Stand of molasses?
Uh-huh.
No.
And
I've heard, I have a molasses pitcher. I have a syrup pitcher
mm-hmm.
that you open and pour a little syrup on.
But you never heard that called a
stand.
Something that, a big thing that flour used to come in.
The sacks are barrels.
Uh-huh.